Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live Sunday, fun day, right here with All Talk, No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. You can view the whole family at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Hey, we back, man. Hey, it was some technical difficulties, no fault of ours. That was Blog Talk, baby. But, you know, we back. We here for you. So without further ado, let's get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, that star. What's the word?
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
What's up, y'all?
Happy Sunday.
We hear you, little baby. It is.
Yeah,
did you finish cooking? What you cook?
No, I'm cooking and tasting at the same time. The first damn thing I ate today.
Oh, shit.
Shaking my head. I'm over here on the seafood mission. Yeah, Mom, we hear you. Can you hear us?
Is it too loud?
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay. Loud and clear. Because I got the air to break it in.
Yeah, we hear you. Perfect. You good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So y'all make sure y'all can hear smacking too.
Nah. We don't want to hear that though. We don't want to hear that part. Keep that. You keep that. We don't want that. What's up with you 412? You good over there, man?
Yeah, I'm all good, man. I'm all good. I'm out at Niecy. She over there cooking. I'm actually waiting to go to the, you know, store to actually get some food, you know. I'm feeling some General Souls tonight, for real. All
right,
you
feeling some
Catman, dude?
Oh, you're stupid. Ayo, you're stupid. Ayo.
I'm just asking, putting a little Catman do tonight? All right, I ain't mad.
Ayo, I swear I knew you were going to say some shit like that. I knew it. I was waiting for it. I was like, all right,
dude,
I can't do it, dog,
if it ain't got a bone in it. Like, some things you can't substitute. You can't substitute shrimp. And if I could do chicken, you can't substitute a chicken wing. But that little shit that be in the middle of them little puffy little balls, I'm not convinced.
I'm not
convinced.
I'm just not complaining.
There's this guy that I work with, and he used to do a lot of traveling. He was in the military. One of my producers, actually, he did a lot of traveling and everything. He told me whenever he was in the Philippines, he used to go to one of them street vendors, and he said he was drunk out of his mind, so he wanted to get something to eat, so he had the munchies. So we go to the street vendor. He had something that looked like it was like, you know, the meat on a stick. Man,
right.
He bought like 4 or 5 of them motherfuckers. He said, yo, that shit was good. He looked at the vendor. He said, yo, what kind of meat is this? The guy said, oh, it's monkey.
Monkey, hey, but you know what? When you other places, you got to understand certain things are delicacies to them. Like, they eat that shit like we just chicken and noodles. You know, he messed around and got some turtle nuts or something. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you get.
Real,
you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You ought to be, I would have threw up in my mouth. But look, real quick, man, let us get them diehards announcements real quick, and we'll be right back. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yo, if you just not dropping in, you live with All Talk No Filter right here, Dollhouse Radio. We do this. Hey, it's that time. Where they do that at? Say where they do that at? Say where they do that at?
Apparently these motherfuckers are wilding in Tennessee, son. Word up.
Okay.
All right. So check this out. Nathan, 5 years old. Little boy,
yes,
little
sir.
5-year-old boy,
okay.
Little boy, Nathan. Little Nathan, 5 years old. He's autistic, you know. He got something special going on, but that's all right though. He goes to a school called East Ridge Elementary. It's located in Tennessee. His guardian received a phone call from his school. His guardian's name is Summary Putman. She received a call from the school saying, this was actually in the beginning of September, actually. The elementary school said that her little boy, Nathan, who's 5 years old and who has autism, has been labeled as a sex predator. Just because when we was all kids, and even kids that are here now, you know, kids are kind of loving. At that age, they're kind of loving. You know, they want to love everybody. They want to hang around with everybody. They want to feel accepted and play with everybody. And you know, people, kids, you know, they show affection. They hug. They kiss. They hold hands. You know, they pal around. You know, just because.
Right.
He was hugging and he was kissing the other students on the cheek. The teacher said, you need to talk. You need to have a talk with Nathaniel about boundaries. Ms. Putton said that the teacher also accused Nathaniel of sexual activities. It has been disclosed that while this is also going on, that this could or might or will be on his permanent record as a sex offender. Tim Hensley of the Hamilton County Department of Education said school personnel are required to raise concerns regarding children to the Department of Child Services. Nathaniel has been removed from not only the class, but also removed from the teacher as well, and is receiving special education services. Where the hell do they do that at, where you deem a five-year-old little boy with autism as a sex offender? You mean it took everybody this long to say that R. Kelly was a sex offender, but it only took them about two, three times to tell a little...
Nathaniel, okay.
Because he's kissing little girls in the cheek and giving motherfuckers hugs. I mean, Barney told motherfuckers to give hugs, man. So, like, where the fuck they do that at, Tennessee? What the fuck, man?
Oh, my God.
Y'all niggas ass backwards. What y'all think on that?
I mean, for real, you have to think about it. You have to use your discretion. I know in certain instances, you are, especially when it comes to schools and stuff like that, you are required to mandate certain things. You have to, but I think a lot of it, you have to come down to using your discretion. You have to, some people are affectionate kids. Like, what I would have done is I would have had a meeting with his parents. I would have, you know, pulled them to the side, like, so they can let him, we can let him know as a unit. That's not okay, because every kid might not be comfortable with doing something like that. But just to say, oh, it's got to go on his record, and come on now, that's Niecy, I'm going to let you chime in on that, because I go on, I got a million and one thoughts about that. Niecy, what do you think about that?
I think that's fucked up that, you know what I'm saying, that they putting it on that baby for the rest of his life. I mean, he's a child. He probably comes from an affectionate family. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they express how they feel. You are mandated, mm-hmm. being as though I used to do, be a daycare provider and owner. You are mandated, you know, especially with these times and days, with all the Me Too. One of those parents had to have complained about it. One or two of them maybe, you know, because little girl, little boy probably came home saying, oh, he gave me a kiss, or, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other. And it wasn't in no harm, you know. I'm sure it wasn't in no harm. You know, it's just fucked up that they got to treat the child like that. That really is just the baby.
And it's not, and the thing about it is, it's not even just that he's a baby, he's autistic too. So, you know,
right.
When you're dealing with a child who is, I don't want to say normal or anything like that, because what's normal, but when you're dealing with a child who hasn't had any diagnosis of autism and he's like everybody else, it's a little different handling a child with autism. You can't really have the same punishment as, you know, as you would do somebody without, you know, autism. I think this was all innocent, for real. And, you know, I think,
oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, it's innocent. Like, you're five. Like, it's not like the little boy was peeking under little Susie's dress. He was kissing on the cheek and giving hugs. Like,
let me tell you something. I think it was a misunderstanding. I think that, like I said, she could have just had a meeting with the parents to, hey, can you let your son know that this right here with other students? Because at home, you know, they probably, you know, we say, oh, I love you, and they would maybe kiss him or kiss him on the cheek, you know, as to show him a form of affection. Because let me tell you something.
Right.
I ain't going to tell you about what the fuck I used to do when I was five and motherfucking 6 years old. I need to be locked the fuck up right now, because I was a little ratchet-ass little kid. I was doing all kinds of shit. You know, I was, you know, clothes burning, playing catch a girl, get a girl. We was doing all kinds of shit. I ain't going to tell you what I was doing at 5, 6.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, kids do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
You saying that. And I recall going through that with my middle daughter, and we had to stop her because the teacher was complaining about, she was at the park, and the park is, they have like a little playground, little park in the back of the school where they took, you know, the little kids outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget it. She was out there kissing a couple little boys. I don't know what the fuck was going on, because she damn sure wasn't seeing that going on at home. The last thing I was trying to do was be involved. You know what I'm saying? I had just came home from upstate, so, you know, my mind was focused on my kids. So my neighbor, it was crazy, my neighbor told her she was going to get bumps on her lips if she kissed a boy.
And she went to school. She went to school the next day and punched each of them boys in the mouth. And she was in kindergarten, pre-K or kindergarten. I think it was kindergarten. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? But she didn't know. You know what I'm saying? It's to say she didn't realize, like, you know what I mean? They handle things differently now. But my neighbor told her, an older Caucasian lady told her, you don't kiss boys. You're going to get bumps on your lips, you know. And at that point, now she thinks the boys will call.
Wow.
But initially, you know,
wow.
Initially she was showing affection. So you know what I'm saying? They're probably a lovable family. You know, they just got to teach them differently that you can't do that. You know, and in turn, that means at home, being that he's autistic, that you have to start, you know, doing things differently, because the only way for a child to know is if you teach them. They don't come with directions,
right.
So they don't know how to react to anything. You know, and it's probably going to be hard for them because this is what he's seen all this time. So the question is, how do you uneducate him on what his life has always been? You know, especially being autistic, you know, special needs. How do you take what you've been teaching him all his little life and try to explain that to him? That's real hard. Special
right.
needs, a child with special needs is extremely hard to try to change
right.
them when you've already set them, because change is very hard with a child, you know, not just autistic, but any child with special needs, anybody with special needs. They're set, once they learn something, they're setting that, and it's very hard.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Especially for him, you know, it's gonna be a battle. But I just think it could have been handled differently. All that, it has to go on his record and yada yada yada. I mean, there's exceptions to every rules. I mean, they do it every day for everybody else.
That's doing,
you know what I'm saying?
So, that's doing way too much. That's absolutely doing way over the line. And he could be because, like, people don't understand that there's different levels of autism. So
absolutely.
You know, he could be one of the ones that are like the more functional ones, and
mm-hmm.
being that, you know, he could, you know, one day he could try to, you know, get a job, you know, doing something, and because of what happened when he was 5 years old, he can't get that job because of this incident that happened when he was 5 years old. Like, people are really fucked up. Like, I
you saying that though, Rap Star, That's a perfect example. Like, if that rolled with him throughout his life, he applied, you know, on the job application, says, have you ever been, you know, convicted of such and such? And then they give you the explanation section if you have. What do you put? When I was 5, I kissed a girl and I liked it. So you
right,
got to
right,
put a,
right,
a Katy Perry lyric on the motherfucking line. I mean, what? I mean, how
right,
do you come
like,
on, man?
Like, that's insane. Like, that's asinine for you to try to put that on a record. And it's like, you know, even, you know, when you do stuff as a kid, you know, you have a juvenile record. Most time, 9 times out of 10, you know, depending on the severity of what you've done, is erased after you turn 18. So how can you try to hold somebody who did something at the age of 5 who probably didn't know any better? And it was so innocent, but most of these adults, you know, when they're dealing with kids, they like to push that shit off on kids because of their own fears and their own things that's going on in their life and everything like that. But, again, with the next story that's also in Tennessee, I'm going to just say I ain't moving to Tennessee. That's if I ever move, I ain't moving to Tennessee. Y'all motherfuckers are weird. There's a guy named Lawrence McKinney, 61 years old, lived in Tennessee. He was freed after serving a 30-year jail sentence for a crime he did not commit. Usually when that happens, the state and the judicial system of that state will award that person compensation to restart their lives. They gave him a mere $75. Back in October 1977, a Memphis woman was raped in her home by two intruders. She identified one as being Lawrence, who was 22 at the time. He was convicted of rape and burglary in 1978 and sentenced to 115 years. 2008 DNA evidence cleared Lawrence of all charges. and he was released later in 2009, where Tennessee Department of Corrections gave him a check for $75. $75,000. I mean, we talking about 75.00. He couldn't even cash his check, you know, for 3 months because he didn't even have his ID. Him and his lawyer is actually trying to work out something to actually get him awarded more money because of that's just unfair how you have taken 31 years of a man's life and award him $75. But what the courts are saying is because, you know, over the years of him having a retrial and him trying to appeal and, you know, I guess there was something that happened when he was in jail and he got into an altercation with inmates. They're trying to use it against him. They're trying to say that him having appeals and him trying to have the case redone over, that took, you know, a lot of the money out of it that they was going to award him, which is still unfair because the man was innocent at the end of the day. Where the fuck do they that at? That's fucked up, like. Seriously.
I mean, yeah, it's fucked up, but, I mean, come on now, dog. We know how the system is. I mean, do you expect anything? I don't expect anything to come of that. I mean, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't. He could try to fight it, but I don't think he's going to prevail, and I think that's going to be. I would be surprised if he did. If anything came of that, I mean, I don't know. I would be surprised because. I just don't see it happening. If that was the case, we'd all have reparations, my dude. So,
real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Real
so,
shit.
Yeah, I just, you know, they could try. There ain't nothing wrong with trying, you know, to get your bag. Mm-hmm. But hey, I don't think anything's gonna come of it.
A state like Tennessee, I wouldn't expect anything less. You know, if it was like something
exactly.
like, let's say if it was like something like New York or something like that, or, you know, I would expect something like this from Pennsylvania. I would definitely expect something like this from Pennsylvania. But like Tennessee, of course, you know, with all the racist history that the South have, you know, it's no different than, you know, what just happened with the police woman, Amber, who just killed that, you know, black man, and she got 10 years. She got 10 years for killing that black man. Meanwhile, there's another case going on that there was another black man who killed a police dog, and he's getting 45 years for killing a police dog, as opposed to a cop who killed an innocent black man, and she get 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This country's
it's
not
crazy.
For this. That's all I got to say.
Well,
this country's not for this.
Crazy. Real quick, let me 352, you ready? Do you have something to say about this immediate story? 352?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Fine.
Would you like to comment? Would you like to comment real quick?
Oh, what's the topic?
Oh, no, just in regards
to... Just to make sure.
Oh, this is just about the lady who got, or the gentleman who only got a couple of dollars. Well, do you have anything to say about the little baby that they were trying to put it on his record about kissing a girl, but he's autistic? He's only 5 years old, and they're trying to put it on his record as, you know, to ride with him for the rest of his life into adulthood. Do you have anything to say about that?
All I can say is fuck. What's wrong with the parents?
Do you think it's fair?
Parents. Not really. If it's a baby, it should wait till he's a little older.
But have kissed a little girl, but he's autistic, and two, he's five, so he really per se didn't know any better. But in your opinion, you say it's a parent issue?
The kids should really wait till they're a little older. And the parents shouldn't be, like, trying to post it off or in any for their own benefits. It's just a little crazy there.
Yeah, that is crazy. Okay, well, we're going to keep it moving forward because we got to take a break and get into the next segment. we appreciate you. Keep listening. I'm going to put you back out on the line because we got to get into a break.
No problem.
So thanks for chiming in.
No problem.
Okay, that was 352. We appreciate you, but we're going to take a quick break. I ain't heard this in a minute. Let's get into that Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy, and we'll be right back because it's time for the hot seat. Let's see what's cracking. Let's go. That was the lovely Lady Rebecca J. Galaxy. And if you just now tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, be sure to hit that one and we got you. Hey, so we on to the hot seat. Okay. This one close to home. We're gonna do it. We're talking about Tingy, little Tingling. Okay, so recently Tiffany Haddish. Everybody knows this girl trip. Miss just A-list went from stand up comedian to A-list celebrity like overnight. Okay, so she recently had did an interview with Ellen, and they were asking her, has she ever had a hookup with anybody that you know was like it was undercover? Did nobody really know? Okay, so she comes out and she says, Tingy, St. Louis artist, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Thang right there, had a, you know, a platinum hit back in 2003. Right, exactly. 2003 had, you know, it rolled its little wave, you know what I'm saying? It was a hot little joint, You know what I'm saying? We know that he's not really per se doing anything. So he feels the need to check her on social media about saying that they, you know, had a little encounter, you know, like a little hookup, and he kind of threw some shade back at her like, she messed with my brother, but she really had a thing for me, you know what I'm saying, but she really liked me, but, you know, like, kind of like fronting her out, like, you messed with my brother, but you really like me, but, I mean, this is my thing. If, when you're not doing shit, and your name all of a sudden
is on nobody's tongue, and now what's on everybody's tongue? Do you really want to step in, or do you ride that wave, or do you want to insult the person that threw your? And it's not a bad thing. It's fucking Tiffany Haddish. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she said, "Oh, I dated him and he gave me such and such." You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad thing. So my thing is, do you ride the wave? Because you're back in now. Your name is back in everybody's mouth. When you don't have shit going on, I say ride the wave. I say hang ten. What's your bag lady? Bag lady, you gonna ride the wave or you mad or no? What's up?
You sound a little farther away now. Can you hear me now?
You sound a little muffled, that's all.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I'd ride the wave. I'd ride it out.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, we can. That's what I'm saying. Like, you will ride the wave. I mean, why not? And then throw shade like it's nasty. Like you like my brother. I ain't messing with you. You like my brother. I mean, dude, ain't nobody saying nothing. You struggle. You ain't out here making no money. You ain't out here dropping no singles. Your name hasn't been on the tip of anybody's tongue in about 10 years. Why would you not ride the wave? Rap star, what would you do? Would you check her or are you riding the wave?
I ignore the shit, for real. I ignore the shit. Like, people gonna say different things to be relevant and I like Chingy, but I think that was kind of a whole ass thing to do, you know, is to tell everybody, oh yeah, me used to that back in the day, used to mess with my brother. What the fuck do that got to do with anything going on right now? Like, why? Why would you gotta feel that? Like, I mean, that's like me. I got a big record going out. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm running around doing things and everything like that, and then all of a sudden. A chick that I was in high school with or middle school with said that I kissed her on the cheek one time, and now all of a sudden I want to go on Twitter and talk about, well, what relevance does that got? That's not going to do nothing for me. That is nothing.
Right.
That's not going to do nothing for me. So me, I would just ignore it. I give her that 50 cent laugh. I'd be like, and just keep it going. I'm not going to ride no wave. I'm not going to put nobody on, you know. If anything, it would actually boost, give them a little bit of popularity and me none. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will be looking
right.
at them like, oh, you know, so you and Rapstar used to mess around and this, that, and the third and everything like that. Ain't nobody going to be like, yo, ain't nobody going to care. They'll care more about what she's doing with a celebrity than me with a nobody. Or even if it was me and another celebrity that hasn't been doing nothing for 10 years, I mean, ain't nobody talking about Chingy. Now, all of a sudden,
right.
people going to be talking about Chingy because of Tiffany Haddish. Like, come
exactly.
on, son. You need to stay back at old school at noon at 12 o'clock.
Ching-a-ling. My advice,
yeah.
my dude, is ride this fucking wave. You're actually relevant for a moment. But real quick, I want to talk about money versus being poor and age gap. Okay. So, I don't know. They won't let this story go. They've been talking about this for actually a couple weeks now. But it seems to keep resurfacing. Everybody wants to keep addressing it. So, recently, Diddy has been dating Steve Harvey's daughter. Well, technically stepdaughter. But their age difference is, actually, in November, Diddy will officially be 50 years old. She is 21. So everybody's like, oh, my God, you know what I'm saying? How? Why isn't Steve addressing it? Or why hasn't he said anything about his daughter dating Diddy and that age gap right there? My thing is, do you feel like, because they've had pictures of them, like, out kicking it at dinner, you know, all of them. You know what I'm saying? So he's perfectly fine with it. You know what I'm saying? Has no issues with it. But do you guys think that he really doesn't have an issue with it only because Diddy is a mogul? Or if this was a plain Jane-ass person, just a regular 9-to-5 cat, do you think he would be okay with this and have nothing to say about it? Do you think he'll be out having dinner with them and all that, yada, yada, yada? Do you think it still be the same thing?
What's
your opinion? Or is it only because he got money?
Hell no, it's only because he got money.
She's grown, though. She's grown. So at the end of the day.
Not that much. Not that much.
At the end of the day, you have to accept something and let it go. Yeah, it could be because he got money and he is who he is, but also she's an adult. You know, I'm just learning to accept, you know, shit like, you know, you got to let them grow up and do what they have to do.
So if your baby girl come home with somebody 30 years her senior, you have no already?
My
you
oldest.
Just talking about you.
My oldest. My grand. Well,
what
no,
was that?
Not me. My grandbaby's father, he is, shit, he like 2-3 years older than me. And I had a problem with it, yeah. But at the end of the day, she was an adult. What can I do, really? What can you really do?
So was it the age thing that had you met? If he had that dough like that, would you have still been pissed? Or you would have been like, baby girl, do your thing, get his ass.
I didn't like it at all. Look, it caused all types of havoc. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what can I do? She grown. Got her own house, got all of that. You know what I mean? If you got a child and they doing what they supposed to be doing, what can you do when they adult? Go off and raise them, but that ain't going to change it. All you're going to do is push them to be with them more. When you trust me, when you raise him, it's making them want to be with him.
Amen.
Think
that,
about it.
I mean,
your mama told you don't do this and don't do that. The more she said don't do it,
the more you
want
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody feel like that? It's as many women as out there in Hollywood. Do you feel like it's a power thing? Does anybody feel a power struggle thing because everybody wants to say so much about R. Kelly being like 50 and want to date somebody 21, but that's because he's had previous dark clouds over his head. But did he do it? And it's like, oh, okay, oh, he dating Steve Harvey's daughter, okay. But everybody, speaking on R. Kelly earlier, Rap Star, because it's R. Kelly, people are like, oh my God, he's trying to manipulate her. It's 30 years between them. It's 20-some years between them. Oh, he's just trying to get in her head, yada, yada, yada. So do you feel that same way about the difference between them? Or do you feel more on the R. Kelly side, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that?
See, it's a little different because, like, me, I have no I shouldn't be talking when it comes to dating within the age group. You know, that's all I've been doing was dating people, you know, 15, 16 years, you know, my senior. But what I think was going on is the fact that when you look at these regular people, you look at regular lives and then you look at the rich and famous lives, you look at it and sometimes you can have similar situations. But some of the situations that they're in, it's more of like if the shoe was on the other foot and he was poor, a lot of people would be like, oh, he's taking advantage of of that girl, young girl, or that girl got daddy issues or something like that, you know. This
right.
So they automatically would, you know, rule it out. And there's people who do click. There's people who do click, and there's people who do click because they are different ages, but age don't really matter. When you're an adult, it don't matter. But at the same time, you cannot help but the fact that if Steve Harvey's stepdaughter was dating just like an ordinary guy, let's say she was dating a nigga from Southside Bronx, regular hard worker, man, this, that, and the third, and he was 20 years her senior, I think he would have more of a problem of an old, broke man dating her daughter than a wealthy, older man dating her daughter, because at least he's bringing something else to the table other than fucking his stepdaughter. You know what I'm saying? He can offer her, even if she has her own shit, at least he ain't reaching out for her, taking nothing. He got his own empire. So we can't forget,
but that's so
we can't
crazy,
forget about
like,
money
what
does.
What does that say about us as a society?
Well, we're a fucked up society. He's a fucked up society. You know, people do this all the time. Like, you know, I remember my father used to say this when he would talk about the Bible and everything, because my grandfather was a preacher, and my dad used to say, you know, in the Bible says, so below, so above, so below. Everything that we're doing right here in the streets, in the regular life, they're doing the same thing in Hollywood and entertainment. But the only difference is, there's rules and regulations to the shit, and you just different codes and different loopholes that you might can get away with that you can't get away right here in the street. They all doing
right.
The same thing. Everybody, you know, R. Kelly been fucking young chick since the 80s. Everybody knew that. But you got a pedophile. You got a pedophile next door. You know, Mr. Chester Molester next door preying on little kids. So below. Everybody's doing the same shit. Nobody's exempt. It's just when you got money, you got different avenues you can go through.
Facts.
You know, so I don't have a problem with the whole age thing, you know, but at the same time, you know, my mom actually used to sit me down one day. She sat me down one day, and she knew that, you know, I like older women. And I remember she sat me down, and she said, "Why do you like older women?" And I looked at her, and she was like, I looked at her, I said, "You know, it's kind of your fault, right?" And she said, "Why is that?" I said, "I remember."
What you mean?
I remember vividly. I remember my mom, she used to go to this church, and they used to have like this women of prayer that all the women in the church would congregate. They would go out to lunch, go out to Denny's, go out to Fridays and everything. And it was one weekend where I went with her. I was actually supposed to be going to my dad's over the weekend, but before I went to my dad's, I had to go with her. So she took me along on the dinner. I was happy as hell. I was 13, 14, 15, you know, eating free food from Denny's and everything. At the end of the whole thing, one of the women came and was like, "Oh, how are you?" And I'm like, "Oh, this is your son?" And she was like, "Yeah, yeah." She said, "Wow, this is your son? If I was like about 25 years younger, I would date you." I said, "See, that was your fault." That was the hook that got me, is the reason why I started being interested in older women. You know, if nobody had would have shoot that shot, I probably wouldn't have thought nothing about it. But you know, that's what happened. You know, my mature level is way higher than somebody who is my age. You know, when I go to work, people automatically think that I'm in my 30s, but I'm not 30 yet. You know, everybody thinks you're 30. No, I'm not 30. It's just I have more of an old soul than me. So I would say, you know, the way how I dress, I dress baggy jeans. I don't do the skinny jeans. I don't do the this. I'm a strictly Timberland and Air Force One. Baggy jeans, fitted hat, do-rag, Kangol, gold chain type of guy. I look at it and I say, well, in the 90s and the early 2000s, the women who were my age at that time period, they would look at that dude like he was the shit. So that's probably the reason why, you know, I walk down the street and my niggas is like, you know, look at that, look at that girl. Well, back in the day, not now, but back in the day, like, yo, look at that girl. And I'm like, I wonder what the mama looked like.
Look at you. we gonna jump into a break real quick. No, dog, we gonna keep it pushing so we can come back get into them honey dip thoughts because everybody wanna know what honey dip be thinking. So real quick, let's get that rap store 412 Mona Lisa. This is my jam. Let's go. Is it a play? I don't know why Blog Talk be acting silly when I try to play it. There we go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got you younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. Now every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you are worthy. Please you believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style and mama, you are worthy. Please you believe me when I say your picture's perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Blowing curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fast. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petal, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, guys.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking your style, I'm mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm taking your style, I'm mama, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture's perfect.
Yeah, that was our very own Rap Store 412 with Mona Lisa. Hey, it's time for them honey dip thoughts. Honey dip, what you thinking?
Yeah. I know, this week, you know, my life go day to day, you know, or week to week. But first of all, I've been posting up about the AVN. I need y'all to get that voting in. Y'all know it's hard for the underdog, especially the black underdog, you know. So you got to register and then place your vote. You only have to register one time, okay, and then place your vote. After that, you know, if they're more professional, the AVN. You know, that's a top adult awards. Not, you know, I love the Urban X and all that other stuff, but AVN is not really geared for the colored, our black and brown girls. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, once again, I am the underdog, you know, but, you know, it goes by the fan choices. So, hey. All right, so other than that, my week has been, it's been pretty good. You know, I thought it was boring. So I purchased a new footboard headboard set. I was all excited about it. Why already
broke
something?
Damn, you over there fucking up headboards?
Yo, why already broke a little piece on it before I even got a chance to put the motherfucking shit together?
How?
Yesterday. Got it. Yes, the night before. And broke a little top piece to it already. It ain't even put together. Like, it's the top and the, you know, the top and the bottom, that's all together. My daughter father brought it in, sat it up against, like, the table, the coffee table in the dining room. And it was so fucking heavy. Here I am trying to lay it down.
and pop a little piece. So, of course, no, I wouldn't be black. I started to go get some Gorilla tape, okay? But I went and got some Gorilla glue. They got some clear Gorilla glue. It's only a small piece, so I'm hoping it don't make, like, a big difference or nothing, but I'm just going to fix that. You know, I didn't let that sweat me or drive me crazy or whatever, but, you know, my thing is I'm starting to do things for myself, you know what I mean, and then bullshit like this happens. But I'm thinking, you know, okay, bitch, purchasing some things, trying to, you know, make my little room a little better, my bedroom, you know, more shit for me. And then what do you do? You know, I've always been the head of the family, literally, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. And now that the girls are all getting older and they're doing their own thing, I just get hit in the head with more bad news and things that now I got to attend court for, you know what I'm saying, more things happening within my family. And it is so hard to just stay focused and then deal with that shit later, where, like, right now I'm going to get on the phone, make phone calls, raise hell, you know what I'm saying? And it's just so hard to just stay focused on me for the moment and deal with that later. You know what I'm saying? Deal with that the bullshit that just recently happened. Deal with that negative shit later. Because I'm always been that type to, you know what I'm saying? Just listen, I'm busting a nigga in the head. What the fuck? You know, so, you know, it's just hard. It's really hard for me to stay on track when I know that something has went wrong or something has happened to somebody in my family. You know, when I say my family,
at some
family,
point you have to put self first, though.
That's
self-preservation is
hard,
necessary.
But it's devastating. It's so something that is two. It's two things happened. I found out about one while I was calling one of my kids to tell her about the other. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the type that likes that. Don't even like what I'm saying. I'd be ready to hurt somebody about finding out that something devastating happened to one of my kids. You know what I mean? This shit is just crazy. It's always just like, that's that devil, though. That's the devil. Be, you know, I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, the devil be riding me. I got the good one on the side, on one side, and I got that devil, you know what I'm saying, on that other side. And it's been hard. Today has been a, you know what I mean, a very hard day for me. It really has. It really has. And then to find out some of this devastating shit that somebody did to my child, you know, it's like she said she didn't want to tell me about it because she knows my reaction and what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, a couple years after the fact. But, you know, it's just hard for me because I want to do it right now, and I don't know how to where to find the people at. But trust me, you know, I live in Buffalo. It's the biggest city in New York State, but it ain't too big for me to find your ass. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm tired. I just get so tired of, you know what I mean, always having to be the backbone. But hey, I'm a single mother, and if I don't do it, who is going to take care of my family? You know what I'm saying? Who's, I mean, in real talk, you know, no matter what, I got to stand up for my family. When I say my family, I'm talking about my daughters, you know, and my grandbaby, you know. One thing has to do with my grandbaby. Another one has to do with my daughter. And they're really bad things. You know,
I didn't hear that.
I'm in this motherfucker getting my first day of sleep. Yo, I was sleeping good. You know that the sleep where you slobbing and shit? You know,
wake up, don't even know what day it is. You slept so good. Wake up like, damn, what's today?
I was sleeping good because I'm up. Y'all, people don't understand. Like, my days be running into
run
like,
together. You hear me?
Yes, I've been so busy, like, these last pretty much 3 weeks, like, nonstop. Between doctor's appointments, you know what I'm saying, from this accident, fight these people, you know, the stress of not being able to go back to my regular job or picking up another little piece of job, you know what I'm saying? And that shit is hectic enough, you know, and then trying to get focused back into this industry shit, You know what I mean? Like, Mom, I'm constantly reading, educating myself on this new business adventure that I want to take. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm constantly, I haven't even been into the internet thing. Like, I'm on the internet to read up on the new business adventure, but I haven't even been focusing as much as I used to on the adult industry because I'm so much focused on life terms, of course. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This new adventure, you know, because I feel like that adult industry, they ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? But I know, plus, in a couple of weeks, I'll be going out of town. I'll be in New Jersey.
And where
are
you
going to
be?
Edison. Edison, New Jersey, for Exotica. You know, this is the last Exotica of the year. You know,
I'm going to come
and I will
out
be
on
shooting.
Your ass.
Oh, I wish you would. That'd be nice.
You heard me.
That'd be nice. I will be appearing at Exotica. So come out, come see me. I will be there early, you know what I'm saying, a couple days early. So, you know, I will be in the city. Y'all gonna know when I post because, you know, whenever I'm going, I post not every minute, but I try to keep people, you know what I'm saying, knowing what's going down, what's going up, you know, what's going on, rather. You know, I'll be putting all that shit on social media so you can't miss it, you know.
Right.
I don't know, just staying focused. Trying to stay focused, like, and it's always something, you know. I don't want to not go to Exotica because all this shit is going on, because it's already took effect, you know what I mean? I can't do nothing about it, you know what I mean, unless I see one of the people that bust that bitch in the head and go to jail. So, you know what I mean, it's just I gotta think correct.
Wait, think correct, because I don't rap star, we ain't got tell her we ain't got no bail money right now, bro. We ain't got no bail money. We ain't got time to be.
I ain't going to have no bail after that. I got a serious criminal history, so trust me. After that, ain't going to be no bail.
I got you an income tax.
By that time, all I need is put something on a bitch book, okay?
Put something on the phone.
But for real talk, if I do that, then I ain't going to be able to be here for the things that's going on with my grandbaby. So, you know what I mean? It's like one thing or another. You know, I just got to, you know, keep the focus, real talk. You know what I mean? I just pray I don't see the person who's done these things to my child. You know what I mean? But I pray I don't see him. You know, and it's not much these days that the court gonna do, because when it comes to my daughter, because it happened some years ago. You know what I mean? So I really don't know, but I will be downtown trying to find out tomorrow. You know what I mean? What I can, you know, what I can do. You know. But this shit is crazy. I don't know. You know, I just be trying to stay focused, yo. You know. Gotta stay focused. I'm already on this roster for Exotica, so I gotta show up. You know what I mean? I got to. They already sent me a message and, you know, a fine and all this whole other bullshit. If I don't show up and
you get
a, money
you
back,
get fined if you you get fined if
yo,
you don't
this
go.
This is some new shit because of the booth that I'm at. This is some new shit.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, he sent me an email, everything. Let me know how much they're going to charge me and all type of shit. Like, this crazy. But I have plans on going anyway because I do have shoots lined up. You know, I have things lined up that I need to do. People have been, you know what I'm saying? I got people asking all the way for Vegas in the January in my inbox. And it ain't you fans either because I don't shoot with y'all. But you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about other adult film stars. You know what I mean? That have been asking to work with me and stuff like that. You know, so I'll be booking and making sure I lock all that in come December because I can't do it all right now. You know, I can only focus on what the fuck is going on right, you know, in the next week or two. I can only do that. So, you know, but I'm excited about New Jersey. I didn't go last year. I don't remember what it was. I think I got sick last year. I was sick. I had pneumonia last year. I was sick last year.
Yeah, twice. I had pneumonia, walking pneumonia twice. Got rid of it and got it right back. So I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to come down with a cold right now, but I'm going. When we get off the phone, I'm running to the store and get me some medicine. I'm coming down with a cold thanks to my graphics designer, I believe. I've been feeling it coming on for a week, but I really think now he came in here with a goddamn cold. I didn't realize he had a cold till today. You know what I mean? Now he in there coughing, you know. So now I'm about to go get me some Lysol, yo, because of the weather changing like it is. So yeah, that's it. You stupid. I'm done with you. I'm done. I'm he got that T-shirt on today too.
I'm ignorant. I know. I can't help it.
I can't
help it. Damn it. It's in my blood. I can't fucking help it.
That's that T-shirt. I'm pooping as fuck.
I'm done. I ain't even say it. I'm done. I mean, look, it's time to get out of here, man. Tell them how to get at you, honey. Come on, man.
Okay, so like I said, before we tell you how to get at me, I'm going to need you motherfuckers to get in there and get that voting on. Help the underdog. Let's push it for, you know what I'm saying, for the black underdog. You know, it's certain companies that don't hire a woman of my complexion. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, that's their choice because that's their business, you know. And then there's other ones who don't mind hiring, you know. But it's because of my complexion that I'm a darker-skinned black woman that I
You're
can't.
Not even dark-skinned.
I'm definitely not high yellow either. So my complexion is causing a problem. It ain't just being black because there are some black girls that actually work for this company. But I'm a little darker, and I've only ever seen two darker girls, and it's always been because they've been connected to somebody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not connected to any of the people you know what I mean? Yeah. I know the women, but I'm not connected. You know what I mean? My life don't stand. I can't just stand still. I'm going to do me regardless. You know what I'm saying? So they don't got to hire me, and other people do. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. It's a wrap. You know, but I always seem to be in a running with him, you know. But because this company has all the, you know, the Caucasian girls, you know what I'm saying, the certain group of Caucasian girls, it makes it the white girls. Fuck it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they can have a beautiful site, a beautiful business. I'm never going to say, you know what I'm saying, I love their work. I'm not, you know, I mean, I love this company's work. This is why I've always wanted to work with them. But hey, it is what the fuck it is. Fuck Plumper Pass. Fuck Plumper Pass again. You know what I'm saying? How about y'all push somebody, you know what I mean? And then ABN's is not geared up once again for the black girls, you know? But it is what it is, you know? So I appreciate it because I've been a nominee. I've been a nominee for every goddamn thing, but I run up against the same girls all the time. So you people, I'm going to need y'all to vote. Remember, I know it's aggravating because you have to register first. But that's how they run their business. AVN, Adult Video Nomination Awards, run their business. You have to register. And after you register, you just go in. And when you scan down after registering your email and your name or whatever, give whatever name it is you want to give. You ain't got to show no damn ID or nothing like that. You just email. You know, and once you put that in, you scan down to BBWs and put Niecy Honey Dip in there, okay? And after that, every time you go on to vote, my name will automatically pop up there because it already knows. You know, whenever you click on the link from my pages, from any of my social media, when you click on the link from that point on, it'll already be there, your information. You might sometimes, if you log out, you might have to just log back in with your email address. Same thing. But that's how they run their shit. I can't control it. So please don't be like, well, why I got to put my email address back in there? Because that's how they do their shit. Okay? Because they already in my inbox is saying that. But anyways, it's Niecy Honey Dip on everything.
please, once again, I say it all the time, anything with underscores, they're not me. You know, that's not me. That's that fake shit, you know, imposter want to be me. Catfishing, trying to be me. Anything with underscores are not me. Anything that says Niecy Honey Dip, that's all me. Even my real page, my namesake page, is in parentheses, Niecy Honey Dip. So please go vote. Niecy Honey Dip, all social media, Niecy Honey Dip XXX at yahoo.com is my email. But you can book me for walkthroughs, video shoots, music video shoots, magazine shoots, any and everything through Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. Okay.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on two of my Facebooks, Cameron Cortez, and my second one, Cameron Cortez the second. That's my revenge page, just in case a nigga get locked out of his first job report. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar412. You can hit me up on my YouTube, Rapstar412. You know what it is, man. That's it.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate everybody that chime in. We appreciate everybody that listening on demand. Thanks for being back with us, and we see y'all next week, man. Same bad time, same bad channel. All Talk No Filter, Dow House Radio. We out. Let's go.
I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cost, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cost, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cost, close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go. Got mad, hustle, run it, cost, close. If you ain't talking money, man, I just can't hear ya. And less than 50 on the whip game, I can't hear ya. Talking my money, yeah, that's a tall order. The price is always right, the streets, they call me Bob Barker. See, I got stacks on me, money's my only homie. I keep it in the bed at night with me, I'm never lonely. These cats is real salty, call them potato chips. Check out the charge dog, man, I got a late. Well, is your paper right? Then get your paper. And if it ain't right, then step your game up. Game. Well, is your hustle right? Then get your hustle up. And if it ain't right, then step your game up. Game up.
I'll Talk No Filter. Dow House Radio. We out.